brought to you by Puffin.
Tide Magic, The Many Faces of Ister Flit, written and read by Claire Harlow. Chapter 1. The Street That Moved. It was called Nimble Lane because nobody ever knew exactly where it was going to be. Some people claimed they'd been led to its entrance by a strange drift of music. Others said the trick to finding it was to stand at the corner of Bell Street and Bread Street and wait for the wind to change. It was clear to Ister Flit that none of those people had ever been there. Lucky them, she thought, turning away from the river that unfurled in the afternoon light like a wide grey tongue. Nothing good came of a visit to Nimble Lane at the best of times, and the timing of this particular summons was far from ideal. The tide was coming in, sending tingles down Ister's arms and sighing in her ears. Mist was drifting in too. She gave a shiver that had nothing to do with the chill. Magic, mist, and darkness. That was what the monsters liked. At least high tide was over half an hour away, and dusk further off still. Nevertheless, if it had been up to her, Ister would have hurried indoors before the magic climbed any higher. But a blue handkerchief had been pinned to the awning of the eel shack, and that was the signal. So instead, she set out through the honeycomb of streets to the south of Shipwright Square, pausing every few paces to take a deep sniff of air so cold it made her shudder despite the thickness of her oversized black coat. The lane was a sneaky thing, but it was around here somewhere. She could smell it, smoky and brackish all at once, as if someone had blown out birthday candles beside a silty tide pool. A sharp nose, her aunt had once said, not so very long ago when Ister's life had still included such uncomplicated things as aunts and birthdays. You've a sharp nose for trouble, girl, and your sharp tongue will do little to get you out of it. Which was probably true. Yet, funnily enough, it was Ister's actual nose, a slightly longer than average one that conspired with her raggedy limbs to make her look like a startled heron, that led her into trouble these days. Well, that and the talents the tide brought her. She took another step, another sniff. There, at the very edge of her peripheral vision, where a split second earlier there had been nothing but an unremarkable row of merchants' houses, an impossible pathway came into view, like a dark throat opening. The mouth of it dripped with shadows, and a voice at the back of Ister's skull whispered, as it always did when she found Nimble Lane, that this was all a very, very bad idea. Another more practical part of her, however, knew that she didn't have any choice. There were not many things left that she cared about, but one of them was down there, and so was the person who was holding it hostage. Ister squared her shoulders and walked into the gloom. The path widened, cobbles sprang up under her feet, and dark-beamed buildings crowded in on either side. A door creaked open as she passed, closing again with a snick when she turned to see who was there. At the end of the lane stood the Shrieking Eel Inn. Tide lanterns lit the way to it, their blue glow strengthening by the second in the rising magic, casting a watery sheen over the wonky timber frames and lime-washed walls. Over the porch, the rusty sign squeaked on its pole as if rocked by an invisible hand. The front door was completely bare. No handle, no bell, no knocker, no letterbox, no hidden latch or pull cord or even a keyhole. Anyone who didn't know better would have assumed it only opened from the inside. Ister did know better, though. She placed her palm on the wood. Above her fingertips, a faint line appeared, like the scratch of a well-sharpened claw.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?